has given us the opportunity to be with you today. I thank God for what He has done in our life. From 1978 until now. And it is my prayer that God in His grace will give us another opportunity to serve Him until He comes. Amen. So may I request everyone to please stand up. We will be reading Psalm number 89. Psalm number 89. I will be reading from verse 1 to 16. And it is my desire that the verses from Psalm 89, 1 to 16 will comfort us, encourage us, strengthen us, and challenge us. Last night, Dr. Strauss speaks of faithful men. Today, I will be speaking of faithful God. The God that we serve and the God that called me in the ministry is a faithful God. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generation. For I have said, mercy shall be built forever, thy faithfulness shall thou establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen, I have sworn unto David my servant, thy seed will I establish forever, and build up thy throne to all generations, Selah. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also, and the congregation of the saints. For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared, and the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or thy faithfulness round about thee, thou rollest the raging of the sea, when the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them, thou hast broken Rahab in pieces. As one that is slain, thou hast scattered thine enemies with a strong arm. The heavens are thine, the earth also is thine. As for the world and all the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. The north and the south, thou hast created them. Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in thy name. Thou hast a mighty arm, strong is thy hand, and high is thy right hand. Justice and judgment are in the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance, and in thy name shall they rejoice all the day. And in thy righteousness shall thou be exalted. I praise God for the word that we have read today. Shall we pray? Our loving God and gracious Father, I come into your presence today. I realize that before thy presence we are all unworthy. You know, O God, our hearts, you know, our life. You know where we are. We know their Father, and I know that you are holy and righteous. And unless their Father, you cover us with your grace, and you cleanse us from our sins through the shed blood of Christ, as we confess to you our sins, we are not their Father worthy to enter, commune, fellowship, and worship thee in spirit and truth. So today I ask your special grace to cover us. I ask for your forgiveness and cleansing. And I pray, dear Father, that your word will touch everyone's heart, will comfort us, encourage us, strengthen us, and will, oh God, widen our vision, so that, dear Father, we will see the world dying and saying, and it's only by your grace and mercy, as we, dear Father, commit ourselves to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, that people, dear Father, will hear the blessing of salvation, and as you grant them the blessing of repentance and faith, that they experience, oh God, the greatest blessing in life, the blessing of being forgiven, the blessing of being pardoned from our sins, and the opportunity to spend eternity with thee in heaven. So, oh God, may you cover us now with thy presence. May thy Holy Spirit and thy word will minister to us. And may you receive all the glory, the praise, and the honor as we, oh God, come before thy presence. Father, it is my desire and prayer that you alone is exalted and magnified in our midst today. In Jesus' name, amen. God called me in the ministry since 1975. My father is a pastor since 1965. From 65 until 2016, there is only one blessing, and there is only one experience that always lead us to serve the Lord, and that experience is that God is faithful. We have passed through different trials in the ministry from the time of my father until this time, but God is faithful. Amen. So today I want to speak on the subject, God is faithful. And Deuteronomy chapter 7. Deuteronomy chapter 7. You will notice in verse 9. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him, and keep his commandments to a thousand generations. So that is from the Old Testament. Our God, the God who loves us, the God who saves us, and the God whom we proclaim and declare to every people throughout the world, is a faithful God. If you will read 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9 again. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Who is God? He is faithful. We might experience hardship, problems, suffering, physical pain. But remember, the God whom we serve is a faithful God. He is faithful. In Psalm 89, in the book of Psalm 89, the faithfulness of God is magnified. The faithfulness of God is magnified. And the word faithfulness is repeated 6 times. And the word faithful is mentioned one time. You look at verse 1. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. From the time of Adam until this time, my God, our God, is faithful. You look at verse 2. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. His faithfulness is established in heaven. We can never, never deny the faithfulness of God. He is faithful. If you will read verse 5, and the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also, and the congregation of the saints. I believe that every born-again Christian, the moment you experience the power of the grace of God, one of the blessings that you will experience is that God is faithful. Sometimes we are unfaithful, but our unfaithfulness never affects the faithfulness of God. Amen. He is always faithful. Sometimes I may run away from the will of God and live according to my own plan, but God still is what? Faithful. Redeemed people realize that God is faithful. If you will read verse 8, O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee. Is he your God today? Is he our Savior? You look at verse 8 of verse 24. And verse 24, but my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in thy name shall his horn be exalted. That is the promise of God. You look at verse 33. In verse 33, you will notice, nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. He will never suffer his faithfulness to fail. In verse 37, you will notice it shall be established forever as the moon and as a faithful witness in heaven. Psalm 89 exalts the faithfulness of God. Jehovah is faithful. The subject of Psalm 89 is the mercies of Jehovah. His graciousness, his faithfulness. It can be divided into two parts. From 1 to 37, we have the psalmist shows God's mercy to the house of David. That is from 1 to 37. From verse 46 or 38 to 43, we have the writer complains that despite of these promises, the kingdom of Judah is overthrown, the royal family is ruined. In verse 46 to 58, the psalmist is praying to the Lord to remember his covenant made with the family and to restore them from their captivity. Psalm 89 exalts the faithfulness of God. And today, I want you to remember three responses that we need to have as we study the faithfulness of God. Three responses that I must do, that you must do, that every one of us who experience the grace of God, the love of God, must give to the faithfulness of God. Number one is in verse 1. In verse 1, the psalmist says, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. The number one and the highest response that I must give to God for his faithfulness is to be grateful to God, to be thankful to God. In verse 1, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. Singing is one of the expressions coming from the heart of a man who experienced the power of the grace of God, of his gratefulness to the grace of God and to the love of God. You will notice in the book of Job that the angel of God are singing angels. You will notice in Zephaniah chapter 3, in the book of Zephaniah chapter 3, our God is a singing God. Zephaniah chapter 3, He is the God who has given us music. Although the music that God has given to us was defiled by Satan. But remember in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17, or verse Zephaniah chapter 3, ang sabi dito, verse 17, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee, he will save, he will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. That's why the psalmist says, I will sing. In Psalm 89, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. You read Revelation chapter 5. In Revelation chapter 4 and 5, this is in heaven before the throne of God. Revelation chapter 5, in heaven before the throne of God. And if you will read verse 8 and 9 and 10, we have the 24 elders. We have the four beasts and the 20 rather, the four beasts and 4 and 20 elders down before the Lamb. And if you will read verse 9 and 10, and they sang a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take this book or the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. We have the four beasts and 24 elders singing. But if you will read verse 11, if you will read verse 11 and 12, we see the thousand of angels also singing before the throne of God. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Singing is the expression of our gratefulness to God. Singing is worshiping God. God is faithful. He is worthy of all the worship and thanksgiving and gratefulness that we can offer. If you will read verse 12 and verse 13, rather in verse 13 of Revelation chapter 5, and every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and forever. In heaven, they are singing. They are grateful to God. The four beasts and 24 elders, the thousand of angels in all the creation of the world. Let us praise God for His faithfulness. You know, one of the manifestation that you are saved, you will be grateful to God. You will learn to sing song coming from your heart, magnifying God, glorifying God, exalting God. You will throw away the song of the world. You will throw away the song of Satan, which is rock music, and you will begin to love and sing the song that magnifies the Lord. Because God is faithful. In fact, the Bible says, He loves us with everlasting love. And one of the sins of the world today is ungratefulness. You look at Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. And Romans chapter 1 Romans chapter 1, verse 21. You look at Romans chapter 1, verse 21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Ungratefulness. Instead of giving glory to God, instead of honoring God, instead of being grateful to God, instead of singing song to God, they sing song to Satan, to the world, and to the flesh, even in their worship. Even in the so-called house of God. When they give a special number, they give a special number to the people instead of to God. Remember, Psalm 81, verse 1 says, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. That is the number one response that I can ever offer to God for His faithfulness. That is the number one response that every one of us, born again Christian, member of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, who experienced the power of the grace of God, pulled into the ministry of preaching the gospel so that people who are lost are saved, is to be grateful to God. Number one, for the life that He has given to us. Number two, for the gift of salvation that we receive. And number three, for the opportunity that God can work through us so that people will experience the blessing of salvation. And being active and faithful in the ministry of the local church is an expression of our gratefulness to God. when we come on the Sunday service with the joy in our hearts, with that passion to worship God, to study the Word of God, and to honor God, is a sign that we are grateful to the love of God and to our God. Number two, response that we can give to God. Number two, by proclaiming the faithfulness of God. You look at verse 1. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. Amen?
Amen.
Not only by our heart, but by our mouth. We need to proclaim to every family, to every individual people, not only in this place, but throughout the world, in every generation, that the God who saved us, and the God who called us, and the God that we worship, is a faithful God. Psalm 89, verse 1, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever, and with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. And if the Lord will tarry his coming, and we will experience that common equal experience of death, we can give what we can give to the generation that will come upon us is the faithfulness of God. And that is our prayer. You know, I went back to the Philippines. I am in Dubai from 98 to 2008, ministering and preaching the gospel in Dubai. But there come a times, every time that I go back to the Philippines, there is sadness in my heart. I want to go back to the Philippines because my desire is to give the gospel to our country so that if the Lord Jesus Christ will tarry his coming, the generation that will come after us will have the same Bible, will have the same gospel, will have the same kind of church, we have the same kind of teaching and preaching, will have the same kind of God, the faithful God. You will never regret that you give your life to God. You will never, never regret that God called you into the ministry and you obey the Lord. Even if there is sacrifices, even if there is hardship, even if there is persecution, even if you experience the greatest sorrow in life, you will never regret that God called you into the ministry. Because the God who called you is a faithful God.
Amen.
I have been in the ministry and I have experienced the greatest sorrow, the deepest sorrow, and the biggest problem in the ministry. But the one who gives me comfort is the God who called me is faithful. When I went to Dubai, no one promised me to support me. But God is faithful. From 98, 99, 2000, until 2008, and 2000, until this time, you see, and I see the ministry that God has used me, and has used the member of Bible Baptist Church in Dubai. We have that common experience. God is faithful. Instead of bragging of our accomplishment, rather let us praise the Lord for His faithfulness. The psalmist is saying, I am going to proclaim God's faithfulness, not what I have done, but what God has done. I am nothing. I am not worthy to really preach the gospel. But by the grace of God, He has given me the opportunity. I am grateful. And I thank God. Number three, response that we can offer to God for His faithfulness is in verse 7. You look at verse 7. God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints and to be had in reverence of all them that are about Him. Number one, we must be thankful for His faithfulness. Number two, we must proclaim His faithfulness to all generations. Number three, we must submit ourselves to the faithfulness of God. In verse 7, God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints. We need to give Him the highest kind of reverence because He is God, the God who created the heaven and the earth, the God who gives us life, the God who said He is not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the God of gods. He is the everlasting God. And we must give Him the highest kind of reverence. And it means submitting completely our life to God. It means total surrender. It means absolute submission to the perfect, righteous, and holy will of God in our life. Submission will lead to obedience. Obedience will lead to service. And genuine service will bring us to a place of worshiping God and exalting God. It is not I, but it is God who is faithful. Remember that God's faithfulness shields us from worry, safeguards us from murmuring, and supports us with awesome sustaining strength. And I praise God because He is faithful. My family and the family of my father have passed through different trials in the ministry. You know, during my father's time, sometimes we do not eat. It is because of the gospel. We are 10 in the family. But God never forsake us. When God called me to the province of Antique, we have the same experience. When God called us down to the city of Iloilo, we have the same experience. When God called me us to pioneer work in Dubai, we have the same experience. But in all this experience, the faithfulness of God comforted us, strengthened us, and sustained us. Today, I want you to remember the God that we serve, the God that we proclaim, the God that we worship, the God who created the heaven and earth is a faithful God. And because of that, we need to be faithful. Every one of us must be faithful to God. If you are not saved, and you have not had the assurance of salvation, the only way to be saved is to repent from our sins and receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. But if you are saved, then you must present your body as a living sacrifice. Because God who saved you is a faithful God. This is my life verse in Romans 11:29. In Romans 11:29, when God called me into the ministry, this is the verse that strengthened me, comforted me, and sustained me. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Shall we pray? 11:29. Our God and loving Father, I come into your presence today. You know, O God, our hearts. You know, O God, our life. You know, dear Father, the ministry that you are working through us. You know, O God, the people that you have given to every pastor and every churches that is present with us today. We remember, dear Father, and we realize that you are faithful to every one of us. May thy faithfulness will always comfort us. May thy faithfulness will guard us from complaining and murmuring. And may thy faithfulness will sustain us so that, dear Father, we can carry on the work and the ministry that you are working through us for thy glory and glory alone. I ask you, dear Father, to miraculously, by your grace, works in every one of us today, as I give you all the glory, the praise, and the honor. But, O God, if there is someone in our midst who needs to be saved, I pray that the power of the Holy Spirit and of the Word of God will minister, so that their Father, repentance is granted, faith is given, and experience the blessing of salvation. You know, O God, every believer, every born-again Christian, every member of the church that is present with us today, help us, O God, to realize and know and understand that you are faithful to every one of us. Sometimes, dear Father, we are unfaithful. Sometimes we are disobedient and rebellious. But you remain faithful and true to every one of us. May thy faithfulness, dear Father, will direct us to realize our sins, repent, confess it, and make that promise deep within our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit to be faithful. Because, O God, we need faithful men that will preach the gospel, that will carry on the ministry that you have entrusted to every one of us. I commit to you, O God, each one of thy people, each one of this pastor. And I thank you, O God, for Bible Baptist Church in Cromwell. I thank you for Dr. Strauss, his family, and the member of this church. I just, O God, give you back the glory, the praise, and the honor. And it is my prayer that your grace has wonderfully worked in our hearts today. In Jesus' name.